Chapter 60 Fortune. The next day, I went to the admissions lottery sporting my very first hangover. Weary and vaguely nauseous, I joined the shortest line and tried to ignore the din of hundreds of students milling about, buying, selling, trading, and generally complaining about the slots they'd drawn for their exams. "Quoth our lead and son," I said when I finally arrived at the front of the line. The bored-looking woman marked my name, and I drew a tile out of the black velvet bag. It read, "Hepton, noon. 5 days from now. Plenty of time to prepare." But as I turned back to the mews, a thought occurred to me. How much preparation did I really need? More importantly, how much could I genuinely accomplish without access to the archives? Thinking it over, I raised my hand over my head with my middle finger and thumb extended, signalling that I had a slot 5 days from now that I was willing to sell. It wasn't long before an unfamiliar student wandered close. "Fourth day," she said, holding up her own tile. "I'll give you a jot to trade." I shook my head. She shrugged and wandered away. Galvin, a Raylar from the Medica, approached me. He held up his index finger, indicating he had a slot later this afternoon. From the circles under his eyes and his anxious expression, I didn't think he was eager to go through testing that soon. "Will you take 5 jots? I'd like to get a whole talent." He nodded, flipping his own tile over between his fingers. It was a fair price. No one wanted to go through admissions on the first day. "Maybe later. I'll look around a little first." As I watched him leave, I marveled at the difference a single day could make. Yesterday, 5 jots would have seemed like all the money in the world, but today my purse was heavy. I was lost in vague musings about how much money I had actually earned last night when I saw Willem and Simon approaching. Will looked a little pale under his dark, kaleish complexion. I guessed he was feeling the after effects of our night's carousing, too. Sim, on the other hand, was bright and sunny as ever.
"Guess who drew slots this afternoon?"
he nodded over my shoulder.
"Ambrose and several of his friends. It's enough to make me believe in a just universe."
Turning to search the crowd, I heard Ambrose's voice before I saw him.
"For the same bag, that means they did a piss-poor job mixing. They should restart this whole mismanaged sham and..."
Ambrose was walking with several well-dressed friends, their eyes sweeping over the crowd looking for raised hands. Ambrose was a dozen feet away before he finally looked down and realized the hand he was heading towards was mine. He stopped short, scowling, then gave a sudden barking laugh.
"Ha! You poor boy! All the time in the world and no way to spend it. Hasn't Lauren let you beg him yet?"
"Hammer and horn," Will said wearily behind me. Ambrose smiled at me.
"Tell you what, I'll give you halfpenny and one of my old shirts for your slot. That way you'll have something to wear when you're washing that one in the river."
A few of his friends chuckled behind him, looking me up and down. I kept my expression nonchalant, not wanting to give him any satisfaction. Truth was, I was all too aware of the fact that I only owned 2 shirts, and after 2 terms of constant wear, they were getting shabby. Shabbier. What's more, I did wash them in the river, as I'd never had money to spare for laundry. "I'll pass," I said lightly. "Your shirt tails are a little richly dyed for my taste." I tugged at the front of my own shirt to make my point clear. A few nearby students laughed.
"I don't get it,"
I heard Sim say quietly to Will.
"He's implying Ambrose has the..."
Will paused.
"The epididymitis, a disease you get from whores. That is a discharge." Okay,
Sim said quickly.
"I get it. Ick. Ambrose is wearing green too."
Meanwhile, Ambrose forced himself to chuckle along with the crowd at my joke.
"I suppose I deserve that," he said. "Very well, pennies for the poor."
He brought out his purse and shook it.
"How much do you want?"
5 talents, I said. He stared at me, frozen in the